Bipartisan senators call on leaders to restrict TSA's use of facial recognition technology. By Olivia Rondo on May 2, 2024. A bipartisan group of 14 senators is calling on their leaders to restrict the use of facial recognition technology by the Transportation Security Administration, TSA, in order to protect privacy and civil liberties. The group, led by Senators Jeff Merkley, D.R., John Kennedy, RLA, and Roger Marshall, RKS, requested in a letter Thursday that Senate leaders use the upcoming reauthorization of the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to limit TSA's use of the technology, the Associated Press reported. This technology poses significant threats to our privacy and civil liberties, and Congress should prohibit TSA's development and deployment of facial recognition tools until rigorous congressional oversight occurs, the letter stated. Before heading through metal detectors, travelers insert their IDs into an electronic reader, then stand still for a photo. A device then analyzes the picture to make sure it matches their driver's license or passport, and a TSA agent signs off on the screening. The controversial technology is currently being used in 84 out of the 430 TSA-covered airports around the country, with the administration planning to expand to more. According to TSA, the senator's effort would halt facial recognition technology at security checkpoints, which has proven to improve security effectiveness, efficiency, and the passenger experience. The FAA reauthorization is one of the last must-pass bills of this Congress, the outlet reported. Critics of the technology say it is not clear enough to passengers that it is optional. They have also voiced concerns in regards to the collection of the data and who can gain access to it. It is clear that we are at a critical juncture, the senators wrote. The scope of the government's use of facial recognition on Americans will expand exponentially under TSA's plans with little to no public discourse or congressional oversight. TSA Administrator David Pecus previously said that the agency is planning to make biometric verification required to increase efficiency, but didn't say when, the AP reported.